This minute of Elgin's history is brought to you courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. These are the headline stories of May 21st, 1921. I'm Larry Drayfall. The coming year will mark the 50th anniversary of the Elgin State Hospital's existence. In the 49 years of operation, the hospital has provided services to more than 19,000 patients. Currently, there are some 2,200 in treatment. Some 150 patients are veterans of the World War. The first patient to the hospital, Frank Jones of Lake County, was admitted in September of 1874 at age 19. He remains at work in the boiler room, now with white hair and a bit feeble. Warrants for the arrest of two men in the theft of Edward Larson's auto from his Edison Avenue home were issued. The two men, both injured when the Ford auto overturned into a ditch near South Elgin and Clintonville, were yet unnamed. Larson had just painted the car the previous evening. As it sat in the garage, he awoke to find it missing. Alleged moonshiners in DuPage, Boone, and Will counties were raided. Orders to clamp down on bootleg operations in northern Illinois were ordered by federal judge K.M. Landis. The cleanup is likely to include Elgin soon, as records indicated the sale of beer to several local establishments. Most of the raids have come in the West Chicago and Belvedere areas. DuPage County's attorney, C.W. Reed, indicated, "We are going to keep up this campaign until every blind pig and moonshiner is driven out of business." Plans are announced for a Fox River Deep Water Association. The plan is for the 11,020-mile channel from the, I guess that would be 120-mile channel from the chain of lakes through McHenry and on south. The plan is for dredging from Wilmot, Wisconsin, through the lakes of the chain and southward. Repairs are also going to be made to the McHenry Dam. Those were the headline news stories of Elgin's newspapers of 100 years ago, courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. Visit the Elgin History Museum at 360 Park Street, Elgin.